Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She is our quality expert in the Brain Trust. And she's the lady who helps us understand how to think more like an executive. And you know, I've encouraged you, small business owners, to realize that if you own your own company, you are an executive. You are the CEO of your realm. And Leslie has created an outstanding series called The Executive Field Guides that she's making available. And we're going to tell you how you can get those in a little bit. Leslie Kossoff is with us, as I said earlier. She's joining us all the way from Paris, France. Leslie, one of the things that you and I have been doing a series on this, and today I think you want to talk about voices, don't you?
I do, because the last time we spoke, we talked about the three pillars of quality, which are prevention and proactivity and reduction of waste. But the question then becomes, even when you're doing that, and most of the time quality is used towards solving existing problems, there's a whole other arena where you can make incredible profits by using the same quality thinking, but applying it towards innovation. And it's innovation in both product and service. And that's what gets us into the voices, because there are two voices that are always being spoken in an organization. One of them is the voice of the customer, and the other one is the voice of the process. Mm-hmm. Now, quality focuses on process. It's always looking at, how do you do what you do? What are the capabilities in the process that are not currently being accessed and utilized? How do you grow your profits, reducing your costs at the same time, and increase your products and services so that you're always ahead of what the market is asking for and wowing your market?
And that's the internal cultural, business's cultural voice.
Yes. Absolutely.
But does it sometimes conflict with the customer voice?
Well, interestingly, the customer only knows what the customer has experienced. And so it's not really a conflict per se, as much as it is that you can only trust the customer's voice so far. The way that I like to think about it is that the customer speaks in a whisper, the process speaks in a shout. Because the customer will ask you for what they've experienced elsewhere, and you have to be on top of all of the markets to determine what is the kind of, again, product and service that they're receiving elsewhere in any realm of their business or life that colors the way they look for what you're providing. So if you have an automated telephone system and people have to press 1, then press 3, then press 9, then press 2,
right,
and by the time they get to a human, they're frustrated as all get out, and you find out it's because when they call your competitor, a human answers the phone and says, how can I help you? Then the answer becomes, get rid of the telephone tree, get a human on the phone.
That's my point about the conflict.
Yes. That's it. But to me, that's not a conflict. That's learning. And so it's where you have a process that you may do. Your customer has other experiences. You want to know what your customer is experiencing. Over here in France, there is no concept of the customer at all. At all.
Wow.
As if the customer does not exist. It's fascinating.
Why is that? How does that work for them?
For them,
is that why we... The legendary French rudeness comes in?
Exactly. Because for an employee, whether it is a waiter in a cafe or it is a bureaucrat in a government office, their their definition of quality comes from their performance as measured by them, not measured by whether the customer is satisfied, because the customer is simply a convenient entity on which to practice their professionalism.
Wow.
So, yes. So the whole idea
of... I've never had anyone explain it like that before. That's very interesting, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? That explains a lot, doesn't it?
It does. And once you know that over here, it becomes very easy to take it in stride. You don't argue against it. You don't rail, because you recognize they're simply working to a different measurement system.
Now, here's what's interesting. Did you say over here in France, or did you say over here in Europe? I think you said over here in France, because I've been to other countries in Europe, and I don't see that same attitude.
No, it's not the same.
It's a French thing, isn't it?
It's a very, very French thing. And and in its own way, it becomes charming as long as you understand
it. It's part of the charm, isn't it?
Yes. Because it slows everything down, and that where we are a speed-oriented culture, the French are not.
Yeah.
And so where I would value speed in certain situations, the answer to that becomes go to a different country, because right. It's not going to happen here. And so the decisions are always made by the businesses of how they want to run, and that's where it's
one of the things that I've talked to my audience about, and talk to as many people as I would listen to me about this, in terms of technology. Mm. You know, adding technology is becoming more and more part of the process of business.
Yes.
And what I've said is, never let your technology touch your customer or vice versa, unless there's something in it for the customer.
Yes.
And when we come back after these messages, I want to get you to comment on that. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting. And Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She and I will be right back. We got a special offer for you on the other side of these messages. Stay tuned. We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, folks? Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasting Game, having a great visit with our great friend, Leslie Kossoff, one of the smartest people I know on the planet. Leslie, tell us how we can find you online.
My website is kossoff.com. It's K-O-S-S like Sam, O-F-F like Frank.com.
And now your guides, your leadership guides.
Yes. We've done a deal, you and I, because of my being a member of the Brain Trust and loving your listeners, I think, as much as you do. And so what we've agreed is that I've discounted the price for your listeners by 25%.
And so, folks, you get a 25% discount. Go to kossoff.com, see what field guides look like. If you think it's something you want, all they got
to
do is send you an email and tell you that they heard about it on the show. And then when they do the transaction, which you do through PayPal, right?
Yes, I do. I'll send
them the 25% discount.
At the reduced price. Exactly, yes.
And how many field guides are there?
Right now, there are two. There is the Best of Breed, Becoming a Best of Breed Organization, and that's the implementation guide. There's also a companion guide, which is the assessment guide. So basically the assessment guide.
And more to
guide.
Come, come, right?
Yes, there's a whole stream of them that are on their way.
On their way. So, folks, start following Leslie. I'm telling you, if you become more professional as an executive, as the manager of your business, if you want to have more professional, sophisticated control over where you're going in your business, which you're going to have to survive in the 21st century, you're going to want to know what Leslie's got going on, what she's got to say. Leslie, thank you for that discount, by the way. As we went to the break, I was talking about telling my audience, never let all this cool technology you're developing, all this wonderful stuff that you're so excited about, it's going to make you more, et cetera. In America, at least, I'm saying don't let that technology, don't make your customer touch that technology unless there's something in it for them. And that's to me, this is an example of where the voice of process and the voice of customer a little bit. What do you think?
You're absolutely correct. And again, it's what is your, yes, you're correct. And the because you're coming at it from a different direction than I was going to come at it from, which is why I don't go into the collision. I go into another direction. We'll take it on the next time. But,
let's do it your way. Do it your way. Go ahead.
No, because what you're talking about really is very important. The technology, and keep in mind, I come from the Silicon Valley, and so for me, the whole idea of technology and all of the wonders that it creates is absolutely marvelous. But the customer experience is not technology. The customer experience is the relationship that's built between the customer and your organization. And that's personal. That's not technological.
Right.
So that, and you can even see in the difference between Google or Amazon, the human experience. Amazon understands humans. Google does not. So if you have a problem with any of the Google services, and it really became apparent when they released their phone, and there were problems upon problems. ...and the human experience do collide, and you're absolutely correct, Jim, because when all is said and done, you have a relationship with your customer. And whether you ever meet them face-to-face or not, they have that relationship with you. They are making those value judgments about you and your organization based on their experience with you. You want them to love you.
So when you think of the big message here is when you're thinking of innovation, you've got the voice of your process of innovating, but you also have to think about the voice of your customer who's going to be consuming these innovations. What's your last, I've got about 45 seconds, Leslie. In terms of those two, what's your best advice? What's the magic potion there?
That listen to your customers and make sure that you are using your processes to fulfill and then go far beyond and exceed anything that they ever imagined asking for.
Mm-hmm. They're going to want you to innovate, but they're going to want the process to be something that they that interfaces with them in a way that they'll accept.
Beautifully.
Is that right?
Beautifully and seamlessly is what they want, and you can give that to them.
Kossoff.com. Find the leadership guides there, folks. Outstanding stuff. Don't forget Leslie's 25% discount. Leslie, God bless you. Thanks. Care of yourself over there in Paris.
I will, and you too, Jim, and all your listeners too.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.